everyone, welcome to Kick-Ass in Life. I'm Laura, here to help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. We are so close to January, and I love January because it means a new year. 2018. How incredible is that? I love turning the page on an old year, making new goals and priorities for the upcoming year. So 2018 is going to be incredible. And how I love to start a new year is with the whole 30. So one of my priorities for 2018 is to pay attention to my health. I want you to be healthier and happier too. So I wanted to share what I know about the whole 30 with you. You may have heard about the whole 30. It's super popular. A lot of people do it in January. And essentially it is 30 days where you give up five things. You give up sugar, including fake sugar like Splenda. You give up alcohol and grains, including fake grains like quinoa. You give up dairy and legumes, including peanuts. So it's pretty strict, but you do it for only 30 days and you can do anything for 30 days. So I love this. I read the book, It Starts With Food, where they really lay out the reasons for doing it. But essentially it is a way to find out what makes your body tick, what is less great for it and that makes you feel lethargic or not well. So the way you do it is you eliminate all of these things for 30 days. You give your body a chance to reset and then you start slowly reintroducing things into your diet. So I really loved the Whole 30 because it is challenging. It does take discipline, but in week three, you feel incredible. You feel this energy you've never felt before. And it's just simply because you're used to eating the things that you eat and it's already part of your diet. So you may not be aware that dairy could be causing you lethargy, or you may not be aware that when you drink alcohol, you become bloated. So it's just a way to reset for the new year. And January is a perfect time to do it because so many people are prioritizing their health. So be one of them. But it's pretty challenging to do alone. So what I recommend is first enlisting your friends to help. I think it's really great when you have a support system. And it's kind of fun to do if you have friends at work, for example, you could offer to do a lunch club where each one of you brings lunch for a group for that day and you kind of alternate, or a soup exchange or something like that. So you have more people doing it. If you're living with a significant other or roommates, you can enlist them to help because it's so easy when you have a support system around you. So that's really cool. Secondly, I think in order to be successful, it's really great to prep. So it takes so much effort to prepare meals that are compliant with Whole 30. And so just because it is restrictive and it's hard to go out to eat, it's hard to find things to eat. So it allows you to really cook a lot at home, which takes time. So it's just a matter of spending that time on what you make. So for example, on Sundays, I would always make a frittata for the week. So I'd pump it with vegetables, 12 eggs, make a frittata, super simple. And I'd have a slice of that every morning with maybe a sweet potato or some fruit. And that would be my breakfast. And then I would prepare that on Sunday along with lunches. So for lunches, I had simple salads that I made with spinach and carrots and cucumbers and protein. So I baked chicken for my salads, and I made this ranch dressing because a lot of dressings have all these crazy additives. So if you make a dressing and you bring it with you, you just pack your lunch and it's that, then you don't have to think about it. You don't have to wonder, oh, I wonder if that soup's compliant, because it's probably not if you're getting it somewhere other than the home or a special health food store. So I recommend preparing and spending the time doing that on a Sunday so you don't have to worry about it throughout the week. You don't want to be hungry. You also want to have just a few safety snacks around. So make almond butter. It's super simple. You throw it into a food processor and it becomes this creamy, creamy almond butter. Now, if you do go out, and sometimes you'll need to go out, maybe you have client drinks or dinner, or you have a company obligation that you have to fulfill, that's okay. Just prepare ahead of time. So look at the menu, see if there's anything that you can eat. Whole30 has a site where you can kind of see and read more and understand what different menu items may be compliant. So if you read up and do some research, it'll really help you down the line. And also, I recommend reading about it. So I said I read It Starts With Food. I think that's a really good place to start. So you just understand the reason that you're giving these things up. And so the reason you're doing it is so that you can identify what are the things that could be making you feel less than stellar in your day-to-day. And the result is incredible. You have so much energy you've never felt before. You feel on top of the world. You feel like you could go start your own business or accomplish a goal that you've never thought about before because you just have far more energy than you've ever had. And that's just simply because a lot of the things we eat on our day-to-day basis may not be making us feel that super, but we just don't know. So the Whole30 allows you to figure those things out and move forward. I think the Whole30 is a really great way to just get started, get healthy, and prioritize you. So happy 2018. For more, visit kickassin.life, where I have some other additional tips for the Whole30, as well as how to establish a routine. I think you'll really enjoy it. And if you like this podcast, share it, comment, like it, rate it, just so more people can understand it. And it's now on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever, wherever you listen to your podcast, I'm there. So let me know and give me feedback. And I want to hear from you and answer your questions. So go kick ass in your health, and here's to a happy 2018.